Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and I tell you what, we are here at the Crappie Expo. We happen to be at
the Smith's booth today.
Brad. That's right. Ricky's going to fill in. We've been having a good time, and the camera wasn't even on. We've been having a good time. So finally, we decided we were just going to turn the camera on, let everyone see what we're up to. We were actually sitting in your booth. Pretty big booth here.
Yeah,
like
we've
everything
really
but a swimming pool.
Like the expo's growing, and we're growing with it, so we're happy to be here.
This is cool. Last year, you were a little more contained. This is a big space. Has a lot of products in here.
Yeah, the door is just open here at the expo, so we've got a crowd of people coming in, and we're here in Shreveport. So
it might be, and so if someone actually just walks through, don't be surprised.
Don't
that
be
could
surprised.
Happen.
It
so.
Could happen. Yes.
I don't even know where to start. Crappie fishing is growing and growing and growing, and it seems like Smith's is growing and growing with them. You got all kinds of great products.
We do, Brad. We partnered with Wally a couple of years ago, and
right.
There's a ton of new companies starting following the crappie market and industry,
right.
And we're. Smith's has been in business for 135 years, and we've really just really expanding our fishing, and we're focused on crappie is one of our areas that we're really focused on.
And crappie fishermen like to clean their fish. I mean, they like to eat. I'm with them.
Yes.
I'm 100% with
like
them.
If they're
going to
go out and fish, they want to clean those fish and eat them. That
That's right. That's
sure.
Probably an angler calling them. That's probably Mr. Crappie
it might
right
be
there,
right now
on there. But
yes.
That growth, that surge. How have you been able to like work into this surge? Because now you got this really the Crappie Expo and all the exposure they're bringing. They're bringing more and more crappie anglers to the table. COVID seemed to have brought a whole wave of anglers. And you have new products. Is that how you're reaching out to these anglers?
New products. We work with a lot of Wally's pro staff and other professional
right.
crappie fishermen to really help get our name out. And
right.
then we also use those same pros and super users is kind of what we call them to help
right.
us develop and design new products. So
cool.
they'll test those products for us for 6 or 8 months before they ever hit market, tell
wow.
us where they're weak and where we need to make
right.
them better. So it's really a great partnership.
Wow.
So,
how many new products do you think you came out with just this year?
Just this year?
Yeah.
Just in fishing, we had
yes.
54 new items.
Holy cow.
Just in fishing.
Holy cow.
Just the fishing segment, that we probably have another 18 to 25 sharpening products.
Wow.
Also, so we've been really busy.
Yeah, you've been busy.
Yes.
So let's look at some of these new products. What do you have cooking?
So these are products that have been on the market for some time. The
right?
The Mr. Crappie Slab-O-Matic, one of our best sellers in the crappie market today, the electric
right.
flay knife, doing really well while he's clean, and we're feeding the masses with this knife. So
that's
here
right.
at the Crappie Expo, it's the world's largest fish fry, as you know, Brad.
That's right.
So there's roughly 8,000 fish. It's been caught over the year.
16,000 fillets.
16,000 fillets. Your math is really good. And so we want to... The electric flay knife has cleaned. I can't vouch for all 8,000 fish, but it's cleaned a lot of fish.
Right.
So it's doing really well. We've and we've got the fish pick, which is one of Wally's favorite items.
Yep.
You know, when you've got those,
the
I
hook.
Can't remember all of Wally's lures he has, but when you get that crappie that really swallows that, you can reach down in and pop that hook out. And you're back to fishing. So
yeah.
It also has a diamond coated blade, so you can sharpen your fillet knife when you're back at the dock filleting those slabs.
That's a cool tool right there.
Yeah, very cool.
A lot of fillet knives. I see you got fillet knives.
A lot
over
of
there.
Knives. We
manual.
Have a 6-inch manual comes
yeah.
with a sheath. So
right.
keep it in your tackle box, your truck, keep that blade fresh and sharp at all times. We have a folding fillet as well, really flexible, 6-inch folding fillet, locking on the back, so great, great little sharpening knife for travel or clean trout or crappie. Or a lot of anglers, as you know, are they fish for multiple species, so these are not just for crappie. So.
And you guys actually have products that are not like really crappie related. I mean, you have some anglers in the coastal areas.
We do have some saltwater people that we're working with also. So we're have a full line of saltwater products too as well.
Right. So cool things that I mean, I think I just showed someone the combo last week, but pliers are like, they're awesome. Like,
pliers, you really have to, the small set is just a 6-inch, just panfish, real narrow needle nose. You know, if you get those smaller crappie that you can get down in there. I mean, these are really very close to forceps. They're so small. So you can, in full length, because you can get right down in a small fish. And then, of course, we've got some larger, the 6.5-inch. You know, they've got side cutters and crimpers and the lure tuners on the side. So those are great also.
Yep.
So,
and that, really this essential. Is the combo. It's pretty cool because it has a sheath. So
the sheath is really cool. It actually has a pocket clip, or it has mounting holes. Actually, you can take the pocket clip off and mount that to the rail of your boat. And then you have an automatic holder for your scissors and pliers right in your boat. So
little
line scissors.
Yeah.
Those are
sharp.
Great.
So sharp. Braided line. They cut like right through braided line. It's like, it's awesome.
You know, we got the essential things that any fisherman needs to stock their boat with. So.
And kind of the thing is, like with these little scissors, I don't know how many people try and leave my boat with my scissors. And I'm like, no, I need my life jacket and my scissors when they leave it. Please, please leave by the left-hand side of your boat and leave your PFD and your scissors.
Your scissors, yes.
They don't grow on trees, do they? They don't grow on trees.
No, we do not have scissor trees.
Okay, I'm just checking. If they did, they'd be green. They would probably.
Yeah.
So also left this. I left this on purpose. I left this knife on purpose. And the reason why is because I was going to have you just illustrate how quick you could use the pick and sharpen
a knife. Sure.
So actually, he's going to show you the correct way of sharpening a knife. And if you're listening to it on a podcast station, he's going to go step by step verbally and tell you.
Verbally. So,
yes.
You know, the fish pick really turns into almost a chef's steel. So it's it is diamond coated. So, you know, it's a small chef's steel. If you want to think of that, where you see the sushi chefs sharpening really fast online and a lot of those guys, I think it's just show. So, but anyway, the fish pick is not for show. It's for use.
Okay. That's perfect.
So, you know, when you've filleted about 60 or 80, of all your buddies crappie, then you can, while you're still there, you pull that down.
Pulling the blade towards your thumb.
And then we do have a guard there to help protect you. So then also then back away from you.
Okay.
Same way. So you want to pull it and then move it away so that you can get all the way to the tip. So, you know, some people have different techniques, but it's going to be an arc that you'll go through. And then, you know what? You're back to fillet, just like that.
There you go. Which one is this? What is this one called? What's this?
It's really just a 6-inch crappie knife.
6-inch crappie knife? If they're looking for it online, that's where they would find this.
Yes.
This thing is bad to the bone. Like, this knife is super, super sharp.
Yes.
Okay, it's really surprised me how sharp it was when I got it. I was like.
Yes. So Smith's is known for sharpening, and we take great pride in that. When these knives come out of the package, they're ready to work.
Right.
And they hold a great edge, and then, you know, they will dull over time, and then, but we have the products to get them back in shape for you and ready to go.
So what does it take to, like this slab sticker, the flay knife, what does it take to make a good blade? Like, I know a lot of people like know why. What separates one flay knife from another flay knife? What makes one sharper? What makes it hold the edge longer?
Well, there's a lot of different steels, stainless or carbon. Okay. All of our flay knives are stainless steel.
Okay.
They're a 400 series stainless, which is very resistant to corrosion.
Right.
And we want that in our knives. And it holds a good edge. It's not the hardest steel out there. So it's, you know, a medium, but it holds a great edge, and it's quick to sharpen back. So you can, and hold that edge again. The other thing is the grinding on the blade.
Right.
Which, a combination of the thickness of the spine of the blade and the way it's ground creates your flexibility. So we could ask 10 people here, do they like it flexible or stiff, and we'll get 10 different answers most likely. So we try to hit a happy medium. We have knives that are very flexible,
right,
more stiff, kind of medium. So we try to fit all those ranges.
And
a lot of it, over time, you get used to a knife or your favorite knife you've had over years. You've worn the blade down, and it's super flexible. Or, you know, so when you get a new knife, it's going to feel a little different. But
And the grips on, so we got different colored grips. What's up
so
with the grips? Because I'm sure people want to know, because there's, like, you have a series of, I'm looking out here, the more of the, like, yellow handle. And then the handle.
So the green handle and the gray. So we have yellow and gray and green and gray. The gray on normally all of our products that have the gray is just it's a TPU or a rubber overmold that we have. So it's a two shot handle is what that means. And it just provides a lot of extra grip. It's a soft touch, if you will, when you're working with that.
Right.
Or when your hands are wet or slimy. It gives you a little extra security when you're holding that knife.
I got you.
Color-wise, we have, you know, the yellow is some of the first products we launched, and those did really well. And Wally wanted a little higher-end product line. So these have, the steel in the yellow is really good, but the steel in the green is better.
Right.
So we increased the quality of the steel here some on the green. And then we launched the green series. So
that's good to know, because then if they're looking, they're like the price points. They're
price
seeing
points,
like, they're like, well,
see,
I wonder what the difference is between the two. You've just explained it.
Right.
Like, you just come, like, there it is.
There
boom. Drop the mic. Leave the room. We're done.
We're done.
We're cooked. We're not cooked yet because we're just going to touch on this real quick, is they actually have, like, pocket knives too.
Oh,
so,
yes, we've.
So I mean,
every fisherman needs a good pocket knife.
Cat fisherman, everyone needs a good knife in their pocket, and so you have a lot of different styles of knives. Tell them a little bit about some of the styles that they have.
So this knife Brad has is it's one of our newer. It's like 3.5-inch blade.
Uh-huh.
Little lock blade. Has carbon fiber handles on it. Liner lock. Great little pocket knife. I mean, if you're duck hunting or dove hunting, whatever, you cut the breast off of those.
Uh-huh.
Great knife for that. Little skinny knife. Or, you know, you always need a knife when you're fishing for something.
That's right.
Right. So a pocket knife, good pocket knife to carry with you. We have a full line of folding knives, from anything from really the EDC market. We have a tactical line, an outdoor line, and really they all kind of cross over, but we try to focus on handle materials or steels depending on what we're designing that knife for.
So very comfortable. Just put, like, back in my pocket so I can
back in your pocket
go off pocket to the show and
go off.
Walk around.
Yes.
Not fly anywhere, but
no.
But you can drive.
TSA will take that. TSA has a few Smith's knives, because I usually forget mine in my pocket. So
some guy's walking around like, geez, I hope Smith flies
hope
to the show
today.
I need
a new pocket knife. So
No, something else you have is clippers. I don't see any clippers, but you do have clippers.
We do have some small line clippers, very handy.
Those are really nice.
Yeah,
we don't even have one to show, but
we don't.
But that's
and our assistants are. But that's falling asleep on us, so that's okay. We'll show those next time, though, Brad. We'll try to get those.
Well, we'll go into that.
Yeah.
So, I know we went fishing in Texas, and we caught some crappie fishing. Have you been fishing since? Have you been out there and catching some?
Yes. We were fishing in Michigan just a few weeks ago.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Catching nice crappie up there?
Nice crappie. Not as big as the ones we caught in Texas because, crappie in Texas are big. So,
and
it was fun. It was a great time in Michigan. We had we were up with a Glow media group. So they were gracious enough to take us out on some of their local lakes. And we had a great time.
Yeah. So tell me, what do you think the number one Mr. Crappie product is that you sell? What is the one that people come in and you think that's the one that they're going to buy? This is the one that almost every angler gets.
I would say for the past 8 months, it's been the electric.
Oh.
They've either had or have an electric fillet knife they've never had for some time, or they're not happy with it.
Uh-huh.
It's also probably the most, it's the product that they're the most surprised that Smith's has is also electric, because they don't. A lot of people have Smith's products, but they don't know us for fishing yet. But they will.
I see.
We're coming. We're here. So, but that, and then, the fish pick. A lot of folks, they realize they have a problem getting that hook out sometimes in those smaller fish. And then when they see that fish pick, they got to have it. So,
right.
That's your one and two. That's your electric and the fish pick.
I do happen to know that you have extra blades. So you sell extra blades.
We do sell extra blades.
Different sizes.
So this one, the kit comes with a 4.5 inch.
Right.
And it comes with an 8 inch. So the 4.5 inch, we designed. Wally said, what would be great is if we had a short blade, I could trim out rib cages when I had all these slabs done. Instead of, reaching, up high off the table doing that.
Right.
So we put it in this little 4.5 inch. We designed that and the flexibility. That's why it has the cutout in it. So it's a little more flexible and works great. So there's some videos online of Wally flaying. So you can watch him, how there he uses that. And he can fillet some fish. So
there you go.
But it's great. Also comes with a non-cut glove and then a tool bag. Tool bag is great, so it holds everything that's in the kit nice and compact. So you keep everything together.
Yeah, the tool bag is awesome.
It's
and
awesome.
It's not just, I use it for a lot of my stuff. And so you can put your things in it. And so you can also check that out. So that takes us up to tackle time. Of course, normally we talk about a product, about a Smith product, but we don't have to because I think we've touched a lot of them. Pico Lures is also one of our sponsors, and they have a lot of stuff you can go catch crappie on, soft plastics and also their crankbaits. And so that's a pretty good gig right there. If you have that, you're going to catch with Pico, you're going to catch the crappie.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be able to clean them and eat them thanks to Smith products. So that's a good thing. If you want to find out more about Pico Lures, of course, you go to picolures.com. And if you want to find out more about Smith products, you can go to smithproducts.com. And what else? How about your website? Tell them where your website. If they want to go find out more, where would they go?
They'd go to smithproducts.com. And we our website is broken into outdoor and fishing. Or we have items for a kitchen. You can take a look. We have some grilling products as well. So we have a full line of products there. So I encourage you to get on, look around, and learn more about all these great products that Brad and I have showed you today. So
there you go. Like I always end the show with, I always tell people to make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lure's in the water.
There you go.
Thanks.